Today, we're talking masks. You know, that thing you've had on your face for over a year now? This is the story of what happened when one sportswear company donated hundreds of thousands of masks at the start of the pandemic, right when the demand for protective wear was highest. From Los Angeles, here's today's news. It is Friday today, June 25th. I'm Phil Rosen. When the pandemic began in early 2020, the demand for masks skyrocketed. The CDC recommended N95s as one of the best defenses against COVID, but supply could not keep up with demand. So companies big and small began producing their own masks to plug the gap. Men's sportswear company ASRV got an early jump on the huge demand for face coverings. In the first few months of the pandemic, all of their top-selling products were masks. For a while there, the apparel brand sold more facewear than sportswear. Derek Reynolds is the brand director at ASRV.
So we began donating masks immediately to first responders and healthcare workers in our local area, and then we put out a press release that we are producing masks and that we are willing to donate them to anyone who needs them. Fire departments, children's hospitals, police precincts, and we donated every single one that we could.
After a few months, ASRV had donated over 250,000 masks.
That did a lot for brand awareness in terms of the number of people that were buying from us for the first time. So they were first-time customers who were buying masks. And then obviously some of them would throw in a pair of shorts or a pair of shirts, and we would see them become like a repeat customer later on.
But ASRV's donations would not have been as effective if they didn't get such an early jump on things.
The way we were able to produce masks so quickly is that we had already been planning to produce a mask for the smoke that was coming into Southern California and Southern Oregon throughout the summers. So we had the designs for masks already done.
But the thing about ASRV's masks is that they're made with the same high-tech fabric as their sports apparel.
The performance fabrics that we already use for all of our shirts and shorts are actually the perfect fabric to use for a face mask.
Casey Sheehan is a product developer and technical designer at ASRV.
Yeah, so we had many, many different rounds of masks that came out over that short time period. Starting with the first one, it was really just our basic kind of fit. We added our fabric technology, which is called Polygene, which is an antibacterial treatment that goes on the fabric surface.
A lot of the masks that Casey helped design were a little bit different than the ones you'd see elsewhere.
We even added some breathing valves. The designs were tweaked a little bit through shape, fit. We really focused on the overall technology and how this mask can really help you.
Total sales for ASRV were up over 130% once the pandemic started. Their early jump on mask production and timely donations allowed ASRV to grow its business during a time when other apparel companies had to cut costs and make layoffs. As COVID-19 infection rates have dropped these last few months, ASRV's mask sales have tapered out too. But that initial 2020 spike has kept their company sales elevated all year. One final note on the way out. Just as masks became instantly in demand last year, they have just as abruptly gone out of style. Companies face huge surpluses of masks, and now that vaccines have been doled out, they've got no more buyers. Reporting from Los Angeles, I'm Phil Rosen.